Simply, only the listening parts. But now again in verse 5, another warning of this chorus is revealed to us. That the children thinks that this chorus, this world is permanent. Therefore, the arrangement I make will be successful. And then, more and more is being given about the nature of this place. In 4:6, it says, the whole life is like a desert. And the question comes to our mind, if it looks so real, the coconut tree looks so real, the journeys, the relationship, why is it compared to this? What is the reason that it's being compared to this? And so that we need to refer to this divine Bhagavatam and go back to the creation of this place to understand the purpose of this place. You see, Rajeshna understands this world because he is everything. Krishna, as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, expands in his multifarious expansion and incarnations. And he understands that the Tathagata Shakti, which is us, is in opposition or incapable to the internal potency or to the external potency. So, in the moment of creation, the Lord, by his desire, glances, that he doesn't work with the material energy. Because Krishna has nothing to do with the material energy as a person. He works with his energy as an energy of peace. But he doesn't work with his energy as an interaction. Because Krishna does not relish the qualities which come up, which we have just read, and inspiring this. The element of prestige and happiness. Such of those qualities which have been described here are the absence of Krishna. Each one of them is just the absence of Krishna. So when Krishna looks at Manajayi, the eternal energy, she just turns around. And when she turns, she is not mine. She is the external energy. And the glance of Krishna, which is flowing, at that moment transforms into Shambhu, and there is the transformation of this world. In that moment, it's transformed. And in this moment, the jivas come, along with time and Ahamkara. How does Ahamkara come? Ahamkara comes first in its original form, which is Tarana Sharira. And that is the collective consciousness. I am the enjoyer and I am the controller of this world. And how does that happen? I learned something which is interesting. Almost like this. So, here is the water, and here is his internal potency. What is going to manifest is the internal potency change into the external potency. And Krishna expands the Tathagata Shakti also as one of his energy. He thinks he is the controller and enjoyer, but he's not. Therefore, he needs that Dharana Sharira to act as a pollution. So that Dharana Sharira comes over the jiva, and now the jiva thinks, I am pollution. Therefore, everything which is around is for me to enjoy, because I am the pollution. Therefore, everything which you see is mine. That's the principle of material existence. I and mine. Everything which is I can perceive is mine. If I go to the forest and see something on the ground, it's mine. No problem, no one will complain. Because the concept is internalized. If I take it from someone, say, this is mine. So it's all mine to someone else. So I can't do it. And the concept is that Sharira lingers there, the Karana lingers there, now,
Your conservation energy then another meaning for it is that I put a moment the sacred organ. It is one of the three elements. And in those elements we fall to the three modules. So the mind, which is the central element, is an order of goodness. And the mind accepts and rejects. That's what the mind does. The intelligence comes from our passion. So it's basically discerning. This is right, this is wrong. This belongs here, this belongs there. It's discriminating. And the ego, the wonder, is based on ignorance. Because that's the identity. So when this financial world is there, and the human things, this energy is what it belongs, immediately the ego becomes material. And now, we need to clarify what we're talking about material. Because in the beginning we mentioned that creation is everything. So if that's everything, how can something be material? Because it's material, it's beautiful. How can we solve that? The answer comes in the chapter 40, 2:9-4. The people is already described in 2:9-43, but he is everything. There's nothing which is not him. But at the same time, we say that there's a lot that's not concerned with the material quality, then there is this thing called the materialistic world of life, which appears to be different from him. So how can we reconcile this? So the answer is here. You can become yet. Oh Brahma, whatever appears to be of any value, whatever appears to be of any value in this world, or because without relation to me, has no reality. Know as my illusory energy. That reflection which appears to be in darkness, which appears to be in darkness. Because the material energy is not in darkness, it's Krishna's energy. The control of the material energy is not in darkness, the energy of my body is not in darkness, it's Satan of Krishna. But what appears to be separate from Krishna, that's the illusion. So we are in a world where we think that something is not Krishna. Is not connected to Krishna. That's the illusion. Okay? So that is where the fault is materialistic life. To see this way, the suffering from Krishna. So when you see the suffering from Krishna, then all this struggle comes up. When those struggles that you mentioned, one of the mechanics by which it appears. Because Gandhi is the one from the six enemies which cannot be used in the service of Krishna. In the Vaishnava page of Bhakti Maharaj, he says in verse 2 to that, he says, Gandhi from the six enemies is the only one which cannot be used in Krishna's service. Because the principle of Gandhi is that one cannot have something to enjoy. That's Gandhi. It's not that. We cannot have the messenger because it's not proper, because I don't have, you should not have. So that's completely destructive. And there's so many examples of that. The Romans were attacked at the very rich Egyptian area. They not only destroyed the forest, but they put part of that oil on the soil so it could be fertile for the next generations. So that's the concept behind it. You can see the world in the Middle East is not a question of this country, it's about destroying everything. Nearly find the productive. When you go to Spain to India, India is so prosperous that Agra has more companies than London. All of the Indian manufacture was way above Europe. All of the individual that they used to 3 million pieces of diamond fruits there. Now all Europe, England, France, Russia, 400,000 pieces. So that was the opulence of this place. So why was that? The rich class, the Brahma, couldn't say everybody can have something. It's okay. It's okay if I don't have money. It's okay if it should have had money. No problem. I saw this in Hyderabad when I was there in HLM. There was a lot of people that make buildings. And then also there's so many clouds. The women work hard. They're covered in silver. Fully covered. From here to here and here. And gold and like workers in the 80s. They have gold and silver all over. Imagine in 1680, when this is being described, the money, everybody had opulence, so they didn't want to use. The envy was given out. When the British came, they said, how much opulence? We can just take it all. So one of the first measures was to break in the manufacturing industry. And just like the agrarian colony. That's why today we see so much difficulty in shipping back to the Ireland. Because the goal was to cut in the industry, which was natural, it was Scottish industry. So we have families of fine weavers for generations, it's so fine because the silk has anything. Bengal was famous for 2 million cubic meters of silk in the 1600s. So that was India's opulence. But envy, you cannot tolerate that. You cannot have that. If I don't have it, you cannot have it. How can you be greater than me? It's impossible. So, the philosophy is, I will destroy, but how can you destroy a soul into a soul inside the nerves? I can put Jesus Christ in the altar, you go, you see Vishnu there, what can I do? You go, I went. And there's the altar of Jesus Christ. All the Hindus went. No problem, they'll go. They went and after years, they still had their culture. Why did you change? I see Vishnu there. You put Jesus there, I see Vishnu. But they could see his principle that Krishna is everywhere. It's a Brahman principle. And they don't have to change their faith just because the form changed. Because of that not understanding. And Vaishnava means that we can relate to any group of the planet of the universe because we understand Krishna. We understand Krishna as the source of Krishna. That's all Vaishnavas. And therefore, if Krishna is everywhere, of course we can relate to everyone in every place. But here, the Jiva now, coming down into this process of his ego, and when the power himself is not fully built, what does he have to do with? He has to deal with this politics. The Krishna is everywhere. I want to ask you, how is Krishna in this world? So I don't know how to see Krishna in the world. What is Krishna in this world? Can anybody tell me? Krishna is in this world. What is Krishna in this world? Very well, he is the Vedantist, what is he? He is the strength, he is the quality. So Krishna is in the material world of equality. Equality is in the material world of Krishna in the Brahman form. That's why we are attracted to. And we think the element itself is the thing which is giving the potency to it. That's why we fall into man. We see a beautiful situation, we think, oh yes, very nice. But the potency is coming from Krishna. That we do not see. Therefore, we admire. We fall very much. Now, here, the qualities, as we call the qualities of the manifest, are the exact qualities which bring them down to the material world. Deeper and deeper and deeper. Until so many strange things can happen. What first can destroy Shukra Dukha? That's like a bank account. So the materialistic person only wants to profit. He doesn't want to invest. Yes, I want to enjoy this world. I want to understand for the pain of the place. To be in this world. You see, India was prosperous because of the civilization. The kings took the trouble to be the youngest. The Vaishya took the trouble to be charitable. They made sure. And the money came. We do that much in charity, therefore we guarantee that money will be coming to you. But today, we're in charity. We're paying. That's an open day. I'm holding a honey, but you can't see how strong the cross is next on.
No, no, that's a deed. I'm doing good things that actually have it.
So the cross is no check.
You see, when you have that mentality that all of those scriptures are only for the purpose of pure, unalloyed devotion and service, you can stand anywhere and you make it. If you take something separate, you are either man or woman. There's no other way. That's why spiritual life is like walking a razor blade. Pure devotion and service like a razor blade is very precise and defined. One side is karma, that's very religious. One side is karma, that's very religious. So you have a choice, and you have all the variety that you want, the so-called mystical guys, the so-called everybody. So if you come from the one side, you say, this world is horrible, I don't want to do anything with it. I want to go to the mountains, I want to meditate, I want to be free. Even in the 80s, the song came up. I want to be free. You can't even want to be free. But we can't. Why? Maharaj Sharira is there. Even when my body has that Maharaj Sharira, I am controlling the problem. So, Maharaj Sharira, if you are living like it, in Brahman, you can still, you can be free from your conceit of mind, intelligence, and ego. But the Karma Sharira does not go there. That's why you cannot enter into the spiritual world. So, Brahma, you can only have Karma Sharira, but your legal Sharira, the self of the world, can be one. That's why you're free from the fear of distress. But you can stay there because the soul is active. So, when you start to desire something, your memory, and then you say, hey, I have to do something down there. They will come here as a great yogi, as a philanthropist, a great personality, a great charitable person, and then you get entangled again. So the only possibility to remove that Karma Sharira is with the blessing of the Lord, because he took it. When he came, he put it. So Sankarshan is the personality who is responsible for this department. And he manifests like Shiva. And also he comes from Bhagavan. So here the concept of the Karma which we're discussing is the concept which comes in the spiritual world. Krishna is there, then there is Balaram, so cause and effect. From Balaram is Mahavishnu, and then Chaturbhuja, and then all this Karanakrishna Vishnu, all this become cause and effect, cause and effect. And here, we relate to karma. In the sense that I'm the center, so this is happening to me, it's good. This happened to me, it's bad. But actually, it's just cause and effect. The way we interact is Krishna, he responds. From any position in the material world to the recommended element of the devotees. Krishna has a principle. He responds as you interact. Because he is everything. So as you interact with him, he can respond. But we cannot do that because we are limited. So in the position of Purusha, we have trouble. The two energy is very big. It's only for example manifestation, as Sri Bhaktivedanta Saraswati defines it. And the triple example is the spiritual world. And in between is the Brahma Jyoti. So all of this for example is very big in its ever expanding. We are considered 1,000 feet in the air. It's very small. So we can be very easily taken by this energy. Therefore, through the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu, coming through the Tarantarabha Prabhu, then we can get this knowledge. Because he saw it, he controlled it. So if we follow his instruction, then we'll be able to go back. Because by His mercy, Krishna will bring with our endeavors and we remove that identity that we are the Purusha. And we will replace by the natural identity, I'm the servant of the Lord. Actually, that's not the real identity. The real identity, I'm the servant of the servant of the servant of the Lord, because that's not happening. Krishna expands into Balaram,
intolerant people, vibration. So, already there, Satan is Satan. The Balaam, the Supreme Personality, is still not a ship. So, Satan is a servant of Satan. That's the actual position of the spiritual world. The Srimati Radharani is a personality who is giving pleasure to Krishna, and everyone has a sense of way to give pleasure to Krishna. So, therefore, when you get to that position, then you're satisfied. Because now you're functioning in our natural position, informally, our eternal constitutional position. And if Krishna is pleased with our endeavor to give that knowledge to people that actually need, because they are in this situation, in so conditioned and covered, he becomes so pleased with us. So his pleasure is unlimited, therefore, your pleasure will be unlimited as great teachers. But this is now, there's some very final points here being defined. We think of this as qualities of the world, which has qualities of their own, imagine as this dress, that actually give very subtle points which are working in our consciousness. As I mentioned, Sukha-dukha, that's the mental count. We are managing this and that. So we are thinking like that. But actually, it's just Krishna's energy. How it manifests is Krishna's desire. So if we apply the gifts, Krishna took this for some, he needed the money for something else. So let me see how I can adjust to that. So the bank actually just manages the desire of the person who's living the bank account. Before you cry, you know, I need to live well. So you are. So Krishna is the withdrawing. So if you just go into forward Krishna but not thinking that's my energy, then you can go there nicely. Because Prabhupada said when you're born, you already bring your bank account. It's already there. So you don't need to learn so much. You need to endeavor with enthusiasm and determination that the result will be sufficient. Therefore, we do our best. You don't become lazy, but you don't get mindful results. That's when you overdo it, and then you get entangled. You see, so, like a bank, that's happening. So, if you think your life is a bank account of Krishna, that you can give something or take something at any moment, then you're just handling the energies. Okay, Krishna is happening now, and then you'll move on. Within something is very, very attached to something, Krishna will give you the resources to overcome. Because he never gives you something which you cannot give. That's Krishna. Krishna is very kind. He never gives us something, he never gives us something that we cannot give. The answer is right there. But then, when another mechanic comes, attachments. Attachments usually is a great source of misery for us. Because attachment means that we are emotionally connected. But because you connect yourself to the other, to the material energy, it's changing. What happens there? So when it changes, we suffer. Your relationship is going very nicely, then it is suffering, so you suffer. You have another fraction suffering, the person who you lose everything, you suffer. The attachment remains, but the money gone. So attachment is a problem when it's directed to the material energy. But everyone has to have attachment. As jiva, we are dependent. We are not independent. So we need to take shelter somewhere. Therefore, you need to attach yourself. You need to connect yourself to something, to someone. So when that attachment is to the material energy, then whatever the material energy provides, you feel it's useful. This is how many brahmacharis is this in bliss. Life is like a film. There's a paper in the festival, you die. But every day you remain in your freshness. But as soon as you do that, you're dealing with your mind. It's just bliss. And if you feel like that, then you have a major crisis in the military life, and then the party takes you for 1 hour, then it feels like you have already solved. Alright, and then you go on. You have to have more to do. There's a lot more aspects to connect with Krishna. So it's more challenging at times. Now, in here it says the very important element. Faith. Talking to each other. I hate prayer. That's what the way it says. I hate prayer. It's not too specific. So, faith is the only one for faith and attachment. Because it's not just for sugar. You heard that everything was contributed to sugar, faith, and food. So, flour and sugar oil seems to be the preferred at some age. Then you prefer those to the other healthy food, and the parents seem to be the eternal, you know, pushers of these things which don't belong to my universe. So, when the child goes through this, then she can have any foods. Actually. With the same example, you see a child, when it goes into stress, when you're in here with us, elements, just put a child on a telescope. And that's free. All right? It's your day. So, whatever you want. What about the same after another? Because the contemplation, right? Everything comes in. And very soon, you know, the rhythm comes. Because, oh, listen, and then if you're allowed to have, you just don't know what to take, and you give really so many options. You don't know what to take. Because you have so many options. So, lust is the principle of materialistic life. And many people just look in the flesh definition of the word, so therefore it's connected to lust and desire, sex desire. Because lust is permeates everything. It's the idea I want. And Prabhupada was trying to bring us to the word I need. Therefore he calls simple living. Because when you go to the word I need, it's simple. But what you want can be lust. So that's a very important quality to work on. So usually we take these very ugly things which I want to be repelled from. Oh, Krishna, I don't want to see this verse. I want to be free from this verse. But here's the key of illumination. Because it's just a reverse. It's the back of Krishna. The absence of light is darkness. So there's a manifest in darkness. So when we're in the darkness of the night of material existence, the forest, Amazon forest can be very dark. In the trees covered. You can't see anything. You don't know where to go. You're lost. Here the animals are there. Wild. You don't know how to get out. It's very bewildering for the mind. Therefore, some sort of Bhagavan allowed that the day comes and in this material existence just extinguish that fire. So those characters which I mentioned here, each one of them is a very precise mechanical way to get out of the material. So take any of those qualities you get back from Krishna, you know how to get out of this material world. Each one of them. We're just talking about the material world, how love, anger, and lust is the propeller of the world. If you just ask any little upper level class man, where does the world lead that far? You've come up with so many answers. Even when I smell like the car, I just can come up and say something, my car opens out. And it produces so many ideas of what it really means. If you go to your house and you're working in fire, how many machines you have? How many machines does an American middle class have? This is a list, enormous list. Because that has been produced to be me. But actually, when you read it all the time, it gets simpler and simpler. So, the material world, the materialistic people have figured out that everybody is running on this, so let me propel this, and then the market is done. I can just advertise, and people will buy it. So, mobile industry is there, everybody has an iPhone, their pockets. You can experience that, computer industry is there, you can experience that. And it's sweet industries, danger, you know. So, it's like that, because they figure out that someone will say, hey, your story is better than mine, let me get this other model. And it keeps you going on. So that's how the materialistic way of life permeates into us, and we don't even notice it. It's like a very thin needle, but then it just goes inside. So, spiritual is making very careful. Because what is the difficulty? You stand and then we aim up manifest in front of these qualities which are here. And the reason why this is being pointed out is because at the end of the chapter, here with the real answer. That when you reverse your consciousness, you just have pure bliss. Pure Vajnava Sama. So what you know that is referring to the Bhagavad that is all dangerous for the practitioner of Vaidhi Yoga. So get into fire with that idea, false renunciation. Maybe by getting out, but I think it's alright. It's all bhakti, it's okay. We've seen how in the West so many people, it's okay, it's not a problem. We saw some other people in the past saying, no, nothing, zero, zero, everything very clear, that's all. We need some very clear yukta vairagya, the meaning of that, because yukta is connected and vairagya is sufficient. Every item of us must be very clear on that, because it could have, it could grow on us. And then as it grows, we may feel that we are into one of this. And remember, we may feel that we are in one of this before we go into the power to see, we can see how we can be connected to Krishna and ultimately release us from the material world. And Krishna was his anger to destroy Lanka. And actually, I didn't know that Lanka was the palace of Kumbhara. It was all building. So when he put fire, he actually, the gold melted. It was going to take a long time to cool down. So the destruction was major. So he used all the anger in the Lord in service of God. All of this can be boasted of. You know? So he also said, I'm going to say, all the anger with the Mahabadis. And he will be afraid of him. And he's done that. The Mahabadis shaped sidewalks just not to eat him. Because you're so pure, fearless, and so divine, Jesus Christ. So that's any of this can be used. And all the time, because all of this came and can be used, you don't show life, let's say, voluntarily, is needy of prestige. So many of the things for the prestige of life as a voluntary. You can do a yoga sankirtan, and you can do this for the temple. You can engage, pray, count, and then it's gone, and you're there. What if this cannot be used, engaged? And I'll finalize here with this example. Planning the minds of the parents of the Krishnas. We were very attracted for their children and their parents into Krishna in that event of the Brahma Bodhiya. They were used and said, how come? How can you be not attracted to this? Children in Krishna, are you in our time? That's what they thought. Because they think like the pool in the world. Right? How can someone or something practice like Krishna? It's impossible. Well, that's that. If you're into the master ashram, which is the ashram most challenging, if you see any of those attributes in connection to Krishna, some of that connection to Krishna will take over yourselves. Of your nonsense. And over time, you pull from the need, and then you find yourself going in the direction of your devotion. Because you overcome it. It's not by denying, it's by realizing that that's not connected to Krishna, that attachment is not in place. When I realize that, I'm outside these difficulties for materials of God. And then I'll be fully realized. Yes, I can tell you about what Prabhupada even mentioned. Some of us sannyasis, good sannyasis, prematurely, and then they had to go back to married life. He points that out. Yes, the other thing that you have to actually revoke those attachments by connecting them to Krishna. And then you'll be free from them. And that's why he gave this perfect Vihasa Ashram to see Prabhupada instructing his Vihasas in the beginning. They were so powerful, they worked in London, that not even the sannyasis from four accidents that he killed, but really, couples made for London. Not only London, but Europe. So that was the power of the instructions to the Prabhupada. Father, I want to thank you for this very noble example of this three honorable couples in the beginning, and the heart of the couples in the green garden. So thank you very much, Hare Krishna. I'm sorry if I made anything which is improper. If you have any comments, if you have any contributions, you know, so whoever you have any comments or questions. It comes from so powerful to mind, everything's going to express. You have your mother out there, and you have your doctor, and you have your doctor, and you have your other thing, it's all connected. You know, you just have to participate. Now, after that, until the 6:30, okay, from the RT, no, there are a few RTs in between, and you have to be serving, that's why you need to talk about it. Right? You go to a room or someone goes to their house. How to connect everything to Krishna. It's a simple principle, but called an application. You first have to find the main thing of the question. Let's say the question is security. I know how because I like to be minimal, secure, and it's my place. At the end of the social life, I want to be my own place. Okay? So the one child has his room, his security room, he's not there. So, the idea of renunciation is Krishna, of seclusion is Krishna, of comfort is Krishna. Understand? So you understand how you can make that environment Krishna conscious. Let's say it's a house, not a home. I can see over 20% of Krishna in that environment. I can invite people in that environment. It's not a public environment. I can invite the person who is enlightened, he can come to that private environment and enlighten a few friends in a private way. That's very, very good. And sometimes you need a private space to go deeper. So that's already an application. You can have even a project in a public place. That's another application. You can educate your children in a public space. That's another application. So that element of seclusion is immediately good. Let's say you're going to try a new room. You can meet Krishna Buddha with a person which has some difficulty. You can put some windows for the Krishna Buddha. So that's the first one of the nature space and to engage in Krishna service in a nice, interesting way. So that is an example that anything you write doesn't come to a wine, you're drinking wine. And they said, if you say Krishna in your room, you become a yogi. Krishna is a taste of water. It's not funny, Krishna's a taste of water. Then one day you just thought, why am I drinking wine? I can offer such more tasty water to Krishna. This is so fermented. You can offer some wine earlier. Okay? So that's how you can do it. Alright? So I think we have to stop. Oh, my office, we have one question. Okay, one more, then we will end. Oh, my office.
I just wanted to add that the presence of three people is not to be around you. Where is the family?
Oh.
So it's nothing. So it's a presence.
Okay.
So that's a good idea.
Yes.
And also it's not a family and a son. So I was saying, this person had two hours of Krishna is a conscious man in the family. And some people from all of them have come here. Can you guys allow me to have a presence? And I was going to say,
very good compliment. We have this realization sometimes the children will tell us things which are so enlightened that we just like, you just see the Krishna conscious they'll have. Sometimes very great. Yes, thank you for the reminder. Yes, perhaps the parents have some Shakti or Saraswati potencies. Okay, we're going to Hare Krishna. Thank you.
I'm going to go to the next slide.
জীবের চার প্রকার অনেকের মধ্যে এই স্বরূপ ভাব অসত্য না I'm Thank you. I'm Thank you.